From SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Evening, everybody. Thanks for stopping by on this Wednesday night in the CSRA. Mitchell Spelt's back with you for the second game of seven this week between the Green Jackets and the River Dogs, with game one yesterday handily going to the visiting Charleston River Dogs, winning the opener 13-2. They stepped on the gas early and pulled away from Augusta before they could mount any sort of comeback. 13 runs on 21 hits for Charleston, matching their season high of 21 hits. Both of them coming against the Green Jackets this year, who are now looking for a bounce back on all ends, as they will send right-hander Landon Harper to the mound for his debut today. 14th round pick out of the University of Southern Mississippi will get the start as the opener today for the Green Jackets, as they planned bullpen game today for Augusta. He'll face right-hander Ben Peoples, who's put together a very nice year for the River Dogs. This will be his sixth start of the year against the Green Jackets. Augusta has seen him plenty this year. We are just getting started on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer from SRP Park. We'll take our first break and come back with our probable pitcher report. That's on the other side next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer from SRP Park. TaxSlayer, your refund is waiting. We continue here on the On Deck Show with the probable pitcher report, looking at the Game 2 pitching matchup. And we'll start with Charleston. They'll send hard-throwing right-hander Ben Peoples to the hill. Former 22nd round pick by the Rays back in 2019 out of Columbia, Tennessee in Giles County. He'll get the call today, making his 20th start of the season. This will be his sixth time on the mound against the Green Jackets. He is 1-2 against them in 14 2/3 innings. He's given up 7 earned runs on 15 hits, 19 strikeouts, and 9 walks against Augusta this year. But putting together a fine season, he's got a 3.28 earned run average. Big strikeout stuff, 98 of them in 74 innings on the mound. Green Jackets are going to send 14th round draft pick by the Braves, Landon Harper, to the mound to make his debut. He was just recalled from the Florida Complex League yesterday. He'll make his debut here tonight as the right-hander from Southern Mississippi is coming off a strong year as a reliever with the Golden Eagles. He led the team in saves with 12, 41 strikeouts, and 30-plus innings on the mound. And what was a big season for him at Southern Mississippi. It'll be his single-A debut here tonight. He'll work as the opener, and was a planned bullpen game tonight for the Green Jackets. It'll be Harper and Peoples to start things off. We'll take a break here on the On Deck Show. We'll come back with our drive around the league next. Presented by Easy Go on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Augusta. The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
TaxSlayer continues here from North Augusta. Now time for our drive around the league presented by EasyGo. Checking out some Carolina League scores in addition to how the Braves organization shapes up tonight. Currently one game going on in the Carolina League as we speak. Fredericksburg is at Lynchburg. That is a scoreless game in the bottom of the second with the Fred Nats taking the opener last night. At 7 o'clock, Myrtle Beach is at Downey's. Carolina hosts Fayetteville at 7 o'clock as well. At 7:05, the Delmarva Shorebirds are playing at Salem, and Columbia plays host to Kannapolis, who picked up a win over the Cannonballers last night by a single tally. In the Braves' ranks today, doubleheader in AA, the Mississippi Braves are hosting the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Game one underway in the third. It is 1-0 M-Braves over the Blue Wahoos. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the Rome Braves host the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Mike Soroka threw four shutout innings on a rehab assignment start yesterday, striking out eight, allowing just one base runner. Braves walked off the Grasshoppers courtesy of a Caleb Durbin walk-off hit in the ninth inning. And in AAA, Gwinnett is hosting AAA Memphis. The Redbirds are the AAA affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. And at 7:20 tonight, the Braves are looking to make it three in a row against the New York Mets. A couple of nice wins, 13-1 and a shutout win last night behind dominance from Charlie Morton. So Atlanta looking to catch the Mets in the standings. Got going third game in a row against them. We've got game two between the Green Jackets and the River Dogs coming up shortly. We've got the starting lineups after this on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Awesome. Because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet. Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File.
Getting closer to the opening pitch. Game number two. Green Jackets and River Dogs in this pivotal series for Augusta as they look to fight their way back in second half playoff contention. Let's meet the starting lineups for both clubs. First, for the visiting River Dogs, who are currently the top team in the standings in the second half at 26-16. 72-36 is their overall record. Managed by Blake Butera. Charleston is the single-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. In the leadoff spot once again, center fielder Shane Sasaki. Carson Williams bats second. He's at shortstop. Junior Caminero bats third at third base. In the fourth spot, cleaning up, designated hitter Willie Vasquez. Brian Spikes bats fifth as the second baseman. Batting sixth, right fielder O'Neill Monsueta. Batting seventh, first baseman Nathan Perry. In the eighth spot in catching, Julio Meza. And batting ninth, left fielder Diwer Castellanos. Once again for Charleston, Sasaki, Williams, Caminero, Vasquez, Spikes, Monsueta, Perry, Meza, and Castellanos. Starting pitcher for the River Dogs is right-hander Ben Peoples. Is 20 the start of the year. His sixth against Augusta, owns a 1-2 record with an ERA of 4.3 in those five prior starts. And now for your Augusta Green Jackets, 56-51 is their overall record. They are 20-21 in the second half, currently 5.5 back of the Charleston River Dogs. Leading off tonight, left fielder Stephen Polini. Batting second, shortstop E.J. Exposito. Randall Mesquita's in the three-hole playing right field. Batting cleanup, third baseman David McCabe. Batting fifth and catching, Adam Zabrowski. Justin Janis does the DH, and he's batting sixth. In the seventh spot, second baseman Keyshawn Ogans. Batting eighth, first baseman Makai Backstrom. And running out the order in the ninth spot is center fielder Caden Morton. One more time for the Green Jackets. Polini, Exposito, Mesquita, McCabe, Zabrowski, Janis, Ogans, Backstrom, and Morton. The starting pitcher for tonight's game is Landon Harper. He'll work as the opener, 14th round pick out of Southern Mississippi. Makes his first start in a Green Jacket uniform here tonight. Umpires for tonight, behind home plate, calling the balls and strikes is Corey Gerber. Nabuki Yasuda is on the base paths for the two-man umpiring crew. And now for the Augusta University Injury Report, checking out the 7-day injured list for the Green Jackets. Currently two Augusta players are on there, right-hander Yordano Perez, along with right-hander A.J. Smith-Shawver. We've got one final break coming up here from SRP Park when we come back. Game two, Green Jackets and River Dogs. It's on the other side next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet. Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Tax Slayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where Tax Slayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave Tax Slayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a Tax Slayer today. See why Tax Slayer is highest rated. And get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
Welcome you into SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina. Game number 2 between the Green Jackets and the Charleston River Dogs, part of a pivotal series for the Green Jackets, looking to catch the front-running River Dogs, who took the opener yesterday by a convincing margin of 13-2. And now Augusta puts one of the Atlanta Braves' recent draft selections to the mound for his debut. Right-hander Landon Harper will make his first career outing as a Green Jacket. Appeared once in the Florida Complex League and threw a 1-2-3 inning last week for the team down in Northport. He'll get the start today as the opener. What is going to be a planned bullpen day for the Green Jackets. Here's the lineup. Harper will face the start off tonight. Shane Sasaki will lead it off once again. Carson Williams bats second with Junior Caminero in the 3 spot. Willie Vasquez, Ryan Spikes, and O'Neill Mansueta in the middle. Nathan Perry, Julio Meza, and Davier Castellanos, the bottom 3 for the Charleston River Dogs, managed by Blake Butera. Defense for the Green Jackets tonight in the outfield left to right. Stephen Pelini, Caden Morton, and Brandon Mesquita, same alignment as last night. David McCabe's at third, E.J. Exposito at short, with Keyshawn Ogans at second. The first baseman is Mekhi Backstrom, with Adam Zabrowski working as the battery mate for the right-hander, Landon Harper. Umpires for tonight, Corey Gerber will call the balls and strikes. Nobuki Yasuda is on the base paths. Green Jackets in the military green uniforms, the digital camo with the green ball caps and the white pants. The navy blue Holy City uniforms once again for the River Dogs. White numbers, blue and yellow trim. And they are looking to win two in a row and increase their lead over the Green Jackets as they currently lead the South Division by 5.5 games over Augusta. They're 3 up on Columbia, the next closest team. And we are set for baseball on what has turned into an excellent night for baseball. Had a lot of crowds and some rain earlier. Well, we are good to go. Partly cloudy skies. Landon Harper toes the rubber as he faces Shane Suzuki. First pitch to the center fielder. It hit in the air to left, and this one is going to twist its way, fouling out of play. And off we go right at 7:05 local time tonight here at SRP Park. Saw Suzuki jump on the first pitch of the game yesterday and shot one off the wall for a leadoff double. As the River Dogs would go on to score 13 runs on 21 hits as the 0-1 pitch is on the outside corner. On a good spinner by Harper. And it's 0-2. Coming off a season where he just led Southern Miss in saves with 12 of them. As the 0-2 pitch is in the dirt. Good block by Zabrowski. 1-2. And his lone year with the Golden Eagles, started at Community College. Pitched very well in the state of Mississippi there for 2 years before making the jump to Division I, where he was excellent. 1-2 pitch, a little number foul down the right field side. I'll try it again at 1-2. A right-hander from Pearl River Community College. Had some good years there. Started in 2020 with some brief action. Upped it up in 2021 after that COVID year and then pitched well in Division I as Suzuki goes down swinging. A fastball from Harper and down goes the first man of the night for the River Dogs. Excellent start for Harper in a Green Jacket uniform. One up and one down for Carson Williams. And just the start Harper was looking for. And not going to be a long outing for him. He worked as a closer mostly with Southern Miss. His longest outing this past year was 4 innings. Did that back on February 26th against Jacksonville State. Otherwise, mostly 2 inning appearances. First pitch to Williams. Spins out of the outside corner for a strike. And it's 0-1. Got a planned bullpen game for Augusta. They got through yesterday's game with 3 pitchers. As the 0-1 pitch is outside, 1-1. Charleston, same thing. Got through 3, led by Over Galloway, who pitched 6 shutout innings. Picked up the quality start and his 10th win of the season. Most of those coming in relief. 1-1 pitch is outside with a fastball by Harper. 2 balls and a strike. Just getting going. No score here in the first inning. 76 degrees at first pitch, partly cloudy, sun starting to pop out. 2-1 pitch is down away and will go to the backstop. 3-1 now to Carson Williams. Now he's coming off a strong night, had a tough series against the Lynchburg Hillcats last week, but able to get himself back on track yesterday with 3 hits. 3-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Blew one by him, and that will fill up the count to Williams. Did have 3 hits last night with a handful of RBIs, but also did strike out 3 times. 3-2 pitch, a foul ball, or I should say a little flare pop-up into shallow right. This one will be going off the glove of Makai Backstrom, who just was not able to get there underneath. Just off the end of the bat, stayed in fair territory, in shallow right, and Backstrom got back there in a hurry, but just off the tip of his glove, and that'll be a bloop hit for Carson Williams. It's a one-out base runner for Charleston, as Junior Caminero comes to the plate. And now Harper looking for a double play ball. That sun really is coming out now. Stephen Pelini, who did not have shades on to start this inning, now has them on. And a quick snap throw over to first. Close play, and just back is Williams. Didn't have a huge lead, but really wasn't quite set for a pickoff throw, and Harper got it over to Backstrom quick. Now Williams dives back in. Caminero the hitter. Harper from the stretch for the first time deals to the number 3 hitter, and he sprays one foul out to the right field seating area. Nothing in one. But the sun here can be a beast, especially in that left center area for the start of a 7 o'clock game. And that's why Pelini, who wasn't out there at the shades initially, has now put him on. Got one from the bullpen. 0-1 pitch is right in there. Zips in a fastball, and Harper is quickly up 0-2. Harper was not a part of the initial grouping that joined the Green Jackets in Fredericksburg last week. Called up just yesterday. And a nice addition to that pitching staff. 0-2 pitch is waved and fouled off by Caminero. And we'll try it again. No balls and 2 strikes. Harper looking for a double play ball. Green Jackets looking to get this to the bottom of the first. Still scoreless. Never led at any point yesterday. River Dogs scored in each of the first five innings. 0-2. He is outside with a breaking ball. Wouldn't bite on it. Caminero able to keep the bat back. Green Jackets are seeing him for the first time. Top 20 prospect now in the Rays system. Playing third base tonight. And what is part of a very deep farm system for Tampa Bay. 1-2. A big chopper over the mound. Exposito charges. He gloves and flips to first to get Caminero. Up to second goes Williams. Now one that bounced a mile in the air, but Exposito knew his only shot was at first and shows off the strong arm to get Caminero. There are two away now for Willie Vasquez. Trying to keep Williams stranded in scoring position. Harper's thrown 16 pitches in the inning, 11 of them for strikes. Dangerous hitter at the plate in Vasquez. First pitch coming to him is right on the outside corner. Good fastball by Harper. Gets him up on Vasquez. Every member of the River Dogs lineup yesterday had a hit. Five of them had three knocks as part of that 21-hit performance. 0-1 pitch is outside, and it's 1-1. That's the second time this year Charleston has gotten 21 hits. That's their season high. Both times have come against Augusta. The other occasion was back on May the 17th at the Joe. Break-even pitch. A swing and a foul back right over the top of us. That one will actually go back into the field of play. Off the top of the rafters. And nonetheless, Harper in the driver's seat here against Willie Vasquez. A ball and two strikes. Nothing to score here in the top of the first. Just getting going. Harper looking for a scoreless first inning on the mound. They look over to Williams. Ogans backs off. 1-2 pitch. A half swing. He could not hold up. Committed last second to go after it. And Harper wipes him away with an excellent slider. Two strikeouts and a ground out for Harper. Strands a one-out base hit. And we head to the second bottom of the first inning. There's no score on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
It's a great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Landon Harper throws a scoreless inning to start the night. He gets through it in four batters, including a couple of strikeouts to Shane Suzuki and Willie Vasquez. And now the offense for Augusta will get to battle with right-hander Ben Peoples from Columbia, Tennessee, former 22nd-round pick by Tampa Bay back in 2019. 4-4 record, 3.28 earned run average. This is his sixth start of the year against Augusta. Here is the starting lineup. Augusta rolls out tonight against him. Stephen Pelini leads it off with E.J. Exposito and Brandon Mesquita the next two. David McCabe, Adam Zabrowski, Justin Janis in the middle. Keyshawn Ogans, Makai Backstrom, and Kaden Morton round out the order for Nestor Perez. First pitch to Pelini is a strike on the inside corner from Peoples. And it's 0-1. Peoples has good stuff. 98 strikeouts and 74 innings of work. This is his 20th start of the year in total. 0-1 pitch is inside as he just missed the edge as he cut in a fastball right to that corner, but just missed it. One ball, one strike. James Acuna is up in the bullpen for Augusta. He's likely going to have the next inning, it would look like. 1-1 pitch, slicing, foul, third base side. This one will stay playable, and it's caught by the third baseman, Caminero, who falls into the dugout, and it looks like he held on. No, he said he dropped it. But a hard fall for Caminero, who went to the railing and fell over the top of it. And no chance to brace himself as he fell into the dugout. And it looks like he's okay. And that's a scary moment there. Normally, whatever your dugout you're at, you try and catch the guy. But that was in a spot where there was nobody over there. And it looked like he had it, but he lost it on the way down. So Pelini gets second life here. A dangerous play for Junior Caminero, who's okay as the 1-2 pitch is nubbed foul by Pelini as he rolls it up along the Green Jacket third base dugout. One ball, two strikes the count. Now he just kind of fell over the railing and fell in right onto his backside. 1-2. Pelini swings and misses. A high fastball by Peoples gets him to swing through it. And that's the first out of the Green Jacket opening inning. Now here's the defense for Charleston tonight. Daiwer Castellanos is in left field. Shane Suzuki back in center with O'Neill Mansueta in right. Same trio as last night. Jesmac Caminero over at third base. Carson Williams is the starting shortstop with Ryan Spikes as Keystone made at second. As the first pitch to E.J. Exposito runs inside, that'll straighten him up. One ball, no strikes. Nathan Perry gets the call over at first. Julio Meza is the catcher for the River Dogs. 1-0 pitch. Exposito took a strike this time on the outside corner. Says Corey Gerber. One ball and one strike. Exposito back in the number two spot. Hitless yesterday. As the break-even pitch to E.J. is outside. Two balls and a strike. Guy who's been a productive bat upon his arrival to the lineup last week, a part of a big offensive outburst road trip for the Green Jackets as the 2-1 pitch is a big cut and a miss by Exposito. Two balls and two strikes. And Peoples looking for back-to-back strikeouts to start the night. We are scoreless here in the bottom of the first. 2-2 pitch. A wave and a miss, and Peoples strikes out Exposito for his 100th strikeout of the season. Quickly, two are gone for Augusta here in the first, and now it's Brandall Mesquita. Augusta looking for their first base runner. Charleston got a one-out hit from Carson Williams. Augusta looking for some two-out damage here. First pitch to Brandall. He had a healthy cut, but he missed. That's zone one. That fastball has been working early for Ben Peoples. Green Jackets have had some success against him. They have scored 11 runs in his previous five starts against him as the 0-1 is off the end and tapped to second. Carson Williams on two hops will wind it up and throw out Mesquita to retire the side in order. A couple of strikeouts and a grounder to short gets Peoples through the first in 11 pitches. And we head to the second. No score on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
Top half of inning number two here from SRP Park. We are scoreless as Landon Harper heads back to the mound for Augusta after a scoreless first here in his debut appearance. 14th round draft pick out of Southern Mississippi. They'll face Ryan Spikes to start the inning. Harper working as the opener in this bullpen game today for the Green Jackets. He threw just under 20 pitches in that opening frame. A couple strikeouts of Shane Sasaki and as well and Willie Vasquez as the first pitch coming to Spikes is inside just around the knuckles. One ball, no strikes. Spikes had a productive night yesterday. Three hits, including a three-bagger as the 1-0 pitch is high. Two balls, no strikes. And Harper's shown some good stuff earlier. That fastball-slider combo worked well for him in that opening frame. 2-0 pitch is inside, and it's 3-0 to Spikes. As Harper looks to work himself back into the count, normal straight-up defense for the Green Jackets as the 3-0 pitch will catch the outside corner. As Harper gets back in it, three balls, one strike. And working quickly on the mound, getting what he wants. 3-1 pitch, a rocket foul down the right field side, and that will fill up the count to the Charleston second baseman. And Spike's upset with that last pitch. Thought he had a good one to hit, just a tad late to it. 3-2 is down away, lost him. And Spikes will be aboard to start the inning for the River Dogs. And he walks as O'Neill Mansueta comes up. Now Harper once again going to look for a double play ball. And he signals to the middle infield. Big power bat in O'Neill Mansueta. James Acuna loosening the bullpen for Augusta. He started in the bottom half of the first. He's going to work at the next leg of this bullpen operation today as the first pitch to Mansueta is a swing and a foul caught by Zabrowski. Nothing in one the count. And Harper is now the eighth different Braves draft pick to play with the club this year. Brought up seven players last week in Fredericksburg. 0-1 pitch is grounded off of Harper. Hit him in the belly, it looked like, as that one will trickle towards second. And reaching at first is Mansueta. Kind of got him in the gut. Probably a better way to put that one as he tried to stop that one. And it rolled towards second. If that gets past Harper, that's probably a double play. As it looked like right behind him, Keyshawn Owens is positioned to play that ball, but there's nothing you can fault there for Harper as you try and react as a pitcher and knock that one down. And as a result, just wasn't able to play clean. Nestor Perez is out of the dugout. He might be making a pitching change here. Anyway, as Harper is just shy of 30 pitches. Well, that'll be a tough way for the outing to end. James Acuna will come in from the bullpen. So one-plus inning for Harper in his debut. Looks sharp as he will depart for Acuna, who's the next man up out of the pen in this bullpen game here today. But Harper will head back to the dugout. Not a bad start to his Green Jacket career. Now Acuna going to look to keep a couple inherited runners out there. Scoreless in the top of the second. We'll set up Acuna on the other side here on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Charleston is Landon Harper departs after his debut working as the opener today. Got through a scoreless first, and now a couple of base runners are out there. Responsibility of him that James Acuna will pick up. The right-hander, the slider specialist, making his 22nd appearance of the season. He has worked as an opener twice, so he's probably going to go 2-3 innings here, depending on how everything goes for him. If it goes the right way, he'll enter to face Nathan Perry, who will bat from the left-hand side. First two are on. On the walk and an infield hit. First pitch coming to Perry. Shows bunt pulled back on one outside. And the count is 1-0. Now last one, the tough one for Harper. That one didn't hit him. It looked like it was going to be a double play ball for the Green Jackets. And nothing you can do about that one. Those are the tough comebackers for pitchers to handle as the 1-0 pitch is good for a strike. As Acuna muscles one to the inside part, one ball, one strike. Acuna's going to throw a lot of sliders. Very effective against right-handed hitters facing a lefty in Perry. Break-even pitch. A fastball that will catch the inside corner. Call the strike by Corey Gerber. That's 1-2. Now Perry making his first appearance in the series, was not in the lineup last night. It was a very similar lineup for Blake Butera. Not going to change much after a nice offensive showing yesterday with 13 runs. 1-2 pitch down and in. There was the slider. Just over the shoe tops. Two balls, two strikes. They go along with the 21 hits. Two balls, two strikes. Acuna. I looked over to second base. 2-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Gassed him up, and James Acuna comes through with a clutch strikeout for the first out of the second inning.
There's your strikeout.
Just when he needed one, he comes in and gets one of Perry. And now a double play ball can get Acuna and the Green Jackets through the inning. And now Julio Meza comes up on first and second. One out in the inning. Scoreless game here in the top half of inning number two. He's in the Charleston catcher. First pitch to Meza. Got him way out in front of that slider. And it's 0-1. That slider is going to be more effective for Acuna against right-handed hitters with the break that it has. He'll wipe it away. Like Harper did in a strikeout to Willie Vasquez back in the first, right where you want to throw that pitch. There goes the runner for third and spikes as Meza gives this one a ride to deep left. Pelini back, warning track. He jumps and it's gone. A three-run homer by Julio Meza, and the River Dogs take an early 3-0 lead here in the second inning on his first home run of the year. Off-balance swing on that first pitch was right on it. The second time around, and he sends one out to left field. And Charleston once again jumps on Augusta early. Left field has been the most popular home run spot here at SRP Park, and that's where Meza sends his. As Augusta is going to be in a spot here where they're going to play from behind. Two of those runs will be charged to Harper, the other one to Acuna. As Meza belongs to him, as the first pitch to Castellanos is a bunt and a miss. As he tried to push one down near third, 0-1. Well, we got a long way to go yet, only in the second inning. Going to have to score some runs, especially probably more than three to beat a team like Charleston. Who owns the best record in minor league baseball. As the 0-1 pitch is slapped foul by Castellanos. That'll get out of play. Nothing into the count. Can't win scoring zero anyway, so I'm going to have to put up a few runs. An offense that is about as deep as anybody in the league. Charleston feels like they have their best A lineup of the season right now. 0-2 pitch is going to catch the corner and an out face for Castellanos as Acuna picks up his second strikeout as he gets the nine hitter on three pitches. And there are two away for Shane Sasaki. Talking with some folks with the River Dogs before the game, they feel like offensively they have their best lineup out there. That guy's fully healthy. Some of the guys they've called up as of late. First pitch is fought away, foul down the first base side, out of play, 0-1. Now, they have lost some key players, of course. Mason Auer was a key part of their offense. He was moved up to Bowling Green. And they feel like 1-9 right now, they've got power, they've got speed, great contact ability. They don't strike out a whole lot. 0-1 pitch is a half swing. That'll go to the backstop. Did he go, though? He did. Cause first base umpire Nobuki Yasuda. Nothing in two to Sasaki as Acuna looks to strike him out for the second time. That's on the right-hand side. Dabrowski wants it down and away. The 0-2 pitch. And down he goes. And James Acuna strikes up the size. He wipes him away with a slider. Got him to chase one right off that outside corner. And that'll end the inning. But the River Dogs get three on a three-run home run by Julio Meza. It's 3-0 River Dogs after an inning and a half on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at
SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Three-nothing the lead for Charleston here in the bottom half of the second. Julio Meza with a three-run homer with one out against James Acuna. Two of those runs get charged to Landon Harper in his debut appearance here today, as they were both left out there when he departed. But Acuna did strike out the side, and we are in the bottom half of the second. Middle third coming up with David McCabe set to start things off. As Augusta looks to fight their way back, and McCabe's an excellent man to start something here. The guy who has been an instant run producer for the Green Jackets, batting in the cleanup spot once again, facing Ben Peoples. First pitch is grounded to first. Rolls over one. Now be picked up by Nathan Perry. He'll take it to first. And one pitch and one out for Peoples here in the second. Struck out a pair in the first. Now has consecutive ground ball outs. And now it's Adam Zabrowski. And facing a guy like Ben Peoples for Augusta, who has seen him plenty, you never know what kind of results you'll get. It works both ways. He has the first pitch to Zabrowski's inside for a ball. It's 1-0. And this is the sixth time Peoples has started against Augusta. It's the most for any opposing starting pitcher against the Green Jackets this year. As the 1-0 pitch is outside, it's 2-0. The bottom line is both these teams know each other very well at this juncture of the season. This is the 19th time Augusta and Charleston have faced off. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. It's even at 1. The Peoples, who's faced this offense plenty, knows what to expect. And same thing for Augusta on the flip side. The count is 2-1 to Zabrowski as Peoples kicks and throws, and he missed away. 3-1. And also, in addition to that, Green Jackets have a lot of new names in the lineup. Tonight especially, they've got four players facing Charleston's Ben Peoples for the first time. 3-1 pitch is off the outside corner, and Zabrowski draws the walk. First base runner of the night for Augusta. And it comes on for Justin Janis.
That was the first Green Jackets walk of the game presented by Stryker, the official smart robotics tractor placement.
See if Augusta can get the merry-go-round started here. Now the runner at first. And a good contact hitter in Justin Janis.
Second base number 36, Keyshawn Oakens.
As we got a pitch clock violation, I believe it's actually going to be called on Janis, I believe. Hitter violation. Janis was not in there with 9 seconds on the pitch timer. You don't see that a whole lot anymore. You still see from time to time the pitchers get it against them, but not much for the hitters. And it is an adjustment for Janis and other recent draft pick additions, as the first pitch is down and in, and that'll make it a 1-1 count. But it's always a confusing point, especially before you get that first pitch and when the clock starts. And sometimes when you walk to the batter's box, it might start before that point, and you might not get as much time as you think. So the count is 1-1. The pitch to Janis is on the inside corner, and that'll quickly make it 1-2. That's kind of the forgotten part about the pitch clock. That's what it's called, but it also works, and vice versa for the hitters. Have to be in the box ready to hit by 9 seconds. 1-2. Janis checks. Swing, did he go? They asked down the base pass. He did not. As Nabuki Yasuda denies the appeal, 2-2. It's not just being in the box. You have to be really in a position to hit. If you still got 1 foot outside of it and you're not really in a hitter stance, the umpire can call a strike on you. As Meza puts the target inside, the 2-2 pitch to Janis is rolled foul behind home. And we'll try it once more at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 3-0 Charleston here in the bottom half of inning number two on the three-run home run by the Charleston catcher, Julio Meza. Adam Zabrowski's at first. 2-2 the count, people's deals. And Janis ropes one towards short. It is caught by Williams. Snapback throw back to first. Gets under the glove of Perry, but he'll get to it before Zabrowski can advance. An excellent snow cone catch by Carson Williams. A throw on the money might get Zabrowski. Would have been close. But it was one hopper that Perry wasn't able to play clean. And Zabrowski gets back, but Williams takes away a hit from Janis on an excellent leaping snag. Looked like he snow coned that one. Nice athletic play by the Charleston shortstop and the Tampa Bay prospect. Top 100 guy in the overall rankings, according to MLB Pipeline. As here's Keyshawn Ogans, who checked his swing and took a ball outside on a breaking ball from Peoples, and it's 1-0. A Tampa Bay system that is rich with talent, and plenty of it here in Charleston, and hence their 72-36 record coming into today. Best in minor leagues. 1-0. Ogans fouls one back right over the top of us. One ball, one strike. And Keyshawn batting in the seventh spot once again here today. 0-for-4 last night. His first hitless game as a Green Jacket. Had hits in the first five. Got a chance to adjust, adapt a little bit, facing a strong pitching staff here in Charleston. Break-even pitch. Ogans swung and fouled it into the mitt of Meza. And it's one ball and two strikes. And a healthy cut. Adam Zabrowski still standing over at first. Hogan's looking to extend this inning for Mekhi Backstrom. A 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball outside. Left it up. On letter high, but just off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. To the infielder from California, University of Cal Berkeley. Two-two, a swing and a foul back into the wire. Good defensive cut by Ogan, stays in there as Peoples is working a little bit harder. It's number 28 for Peoples as he works here on the second. Has been one of the more reliable starters for Charleston. They've had a lot of good pitching. He's been a guy since the start who has worked a consistent form for the River Dogs. 2-2. A check swing laid off one outside. Zabrowski had a huge secondary. Able to scamper back before Meza put one down there. He'll be on the move now. Three balls, two strikes to Keyshawn Ogans. Green Jackets will love to bring the tying run to the plate here in the second inning. Down 3-0. Normal depth all the way around defensively. 3-2 pitch is served up in the shallow left. This one's going to fall in for a hit. Zabrowski hustles for third. He'll get there standing up. As Keyshawn Ogans has the first hit of the night for Augusta. Drops a little flare into left center. And the inning will continue for Mekhi Backstrom. Good piece of hitting. Just threw the bat head at it and dropped it right in that Bermuda Triangle area. In front of Carson Williams, the shortstop, and Castellanos and Sasaki in left and center. And now Mekhi Backstrom on the heels of a seven-game hitting streak looking to put Augusta on the board. As they trail 3-0, he is the tying run here in the early juncture of this one. Zabrowski at third, Ogans now at first. The pitch to Mekhi will miss the inside corner as Peoples missed with a heater. Caden Morton waits in the on-deck area. Action looking to extend this inning for him as the Green Jackets look to get a little something here in the second. 1-0 pitch, check swing, it's good anyway. Runs it inside again about belt high, just caught the corner. One ball, one strike to Backstrom. 9 home runs, 41 driven in. Backstrom hit the first Green Jacket Grand Slam on the previous road trip. Did that in Delmarva in that series finale. And break-even pitch is going to hit the inside corner. Backstrom tried to call for time, but it wasn't granted by Corey Gerber. And that's always a tough spot as a hitter because really then you're giving up on the pitch. You're not really set to hit. And Backstrom, I'm not sure if he was going to chase that one anyway, but didn't have that mentality trying to get that time called. 1-2. It's down and in. Good block by Meza as he keeps it right in front. 2-2. But umpires do not have to grant you time. You can ask for it. And depending on where he thinks the pitcher is in his delivery, he may not give it to you. It's almost one of those free pitches as a hitter or a pitcher, knowing that he's trying to call time, but he didn't get that granted to him. 2-2. Backstrom, a broken bat blooper in the infield. It blew up the bat, and it's caught by Carson Williams in shallow center. Broke it in half, but the Green Jackets strand a couple in the second inning. They come up empty, and we move to the third inning. It's 3-0 Charleston on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Belts with you from SRP Park in North Augusta. It's 3-0 Charleston here in the top half of the third inning as Carson Williams will start it off for the River Dogs against James Acuna. First pitch is right on the outside corner, and Acuna gets up on the number two hitter. Williams had a single back in the first, one of three so far in the game for Charleston. Did not score in that frame as Acuna deals the 0-1, a slider in the dirt, and it's 1-1. Had a couple of nice catches in that last frame, including a nice snag against Justin Janis to take a hit away. Augusta stranded a couple out there. Runners at the corners. Got their first hit from Keyshawn Owens, but Ben Peoples able to persevere through it as the 1-1 is hit right back towards the mound. It's passed to Acuna towards second. Owens has it. Quick strike to first, and they'll get Williams. Got into that danger zone territory once it got past Acuna. Took a tough hop on him, but Ogun's right there behind him and knew he had to be quick with Williams running down the line. And able to snap it over to Backstrom quickly for the first out. Anything but easy. It was a close play, I should say, one that at the end of the day, he got there quickly. And got him by a couple of steps, but anything but easy. As here is Junior Caminero as the pitch is inside from Acuna on a slider, 1-0. It looked like that was going to be all James Acuna, but snuck past him. But nice play by Keyshawn Owens to back him up at second. 1-0 pitch, a huge cut and a miss by Caminero. One ball, one strike. Caminero grounded out to E.J. Exposito back in the first inning. A huge bouncer over the mound. Break-even pitch is on the outside corner. Called a strike. Corey Gerber gave him the bomb corner of that outside part to Caminero. A pitcher zone so far. Acuna won't complain about that. 1-2 pitch is down low and away. Missed with a fastball. 2-2. Now, Vasquez due next for the River Dogs. Acuna looking to deliver the first perfect inning of the night for the Green Jacket pitching staff. 2-2. A fly ball and well struck into left. Pelini back to the track. He circles underneath and will just have room as he stands on the dirt. Gave that one a ride to Caminero, and it looked like almost kind of shattered his bat on that one. Had that sound to it, but gave that one a nice little drive to left, but Pelini did not panic, got back to the spot, and he makes the catch for the second out. A loud out number two, as here is Willie Vasquez. A 3-0 lead for Charleston. Vasquez batting for the second time as he shoots one to right center. Caden Morton on the move. He will not get to it as it will make its way into the right center gap. He boots it for a second, fires it in quickly. He's heading for third. Exposito will throw it there high. And in there with a triple is Willie Vasquez. thinking three the entire way once that got past Morton in right center, who bobbled it for a slight second. Wasn't able to get the clean grip on the bare hand attempt on it. And Vasquez ends up at third on the first pitch from Acuna, and he is in scoring position for Ryan Spikes.
Second baseman, number nine, Ryan Spikes.
And this is a Charleston team that is very aggressive in trying to acquire triples. They've got a handful of them this year. That is, for them, number 50 on the year. They are the leader in minor league baseball in triples. Very conducive to the ballpark they play in. At the first pitch to Spikes is a wave and a miss. It's 0-1. At the Joe, not typically a home run haven. It will fly out on certain occasions, but a lot of the things in the corner or to the gaps can get you three, especially on the right side. The 0-1 pitch. Spikes shoots one on the ground to short. Right there is E.J. Exposito. He'll take care of him and cap off the inning. So a two-out triple from Willie Vasquez gets left out there. And a couple of ground ball outs and a fly out for Acuna gets him through the third clean. Two and a half complete. It's Charleston 3, Green Jackets nothing on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of minor league baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend championship weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Jackets in the bottom of the third. They trail the River Dogs 3-0 here in game two of this important seven-gamer against the Tampa Bay Rays affiliate. As Caden Morin starts it off against Ben Peoples, two scoreless innings for the Charleston right-hander as the first pitch is yanked back into the wire, and it's 0-1. Morton Pullini, Exposito duo. Difference-making hit in the game so far. A three-run homer by catcher Julio Meza back in the second. 0-1. Horn takes one upstairs from Peoples on a heater. One ball, one strike. And James Acuna throws a scoreless third. Likely going to have the fourth as well. Nobody warming up at this moment. Break-even pitch is a strike. 1-2. Mission of Landon Harper. He made the start today as the opener in his first appearance as a Green Jacket. They also had a couple of other acquisitions today. As the 1-2 pitch is down and away. Two balls, two strikes. Green Jackets today also outed, added a couple position players. Catcher Antonio Barranca is back with the club. He was on the opening day roster. Has worked mostly down in Florida this year. The 2-2 pitch is fouled back into the netting and stays 2-2. And then also Ethan Werkinger is with the club, making his first appearance in single A, undrafted free agent back in the shortened 2020 draft. Not in the lineup here today, but just arrived at the club. 2-2 pitch is outside, 3-2. And the Green Jacket active roster back to 30 players in a position player group that has now gotten exponentially deeper. 16 pitchers, 14 position players. 3-2 pitch, Morton takes a call, strike three. Right on the outside corner, and he knew that one, tried to get one off the outside, but not the call as he was looking for something else. It's a strikeout for Peoples. That's his third. And now back to the top and Stephen Pullini. The Augusta looking for better success against people second time through. One of the top strikeout men for Charleston this year. As the first pitch to Pelini is off the inside, and it's 1-0. One back for Peoples for the team lead in strikeouts as the 1-0 pitch is a jam shot pop-up over towards first. This will be Nathan Perry in foul ground making the catch just behind the bag, and that's out number two. And now base is empty for E.J. Exposito. That's the down 3-0 here in the third. Antonio Jimenez is the team leader in strikeouts this year, 102 of them. He'll appear later in the series. He is slated to start in Saturday's game. First pitch to Exposito is flied back, foul out of play, and it's 0-1. A doubleheader tomorrow. Starting at 5:05, game two to foul 30 minutes after as the 0-1 pitch is a check swing. They asked down at first, he didn't go. Says Nobuki Yasuda, 1-1. Now game one, Augusta will be the home team. Game two, Charleston will be here at SRP Park. 1-1 pitch is inside, 2-1. One of the rare occasions in baseball, and the reason for that is Augusta in their last game played at Charleston. It was rained out back in July. No more games at the Joe, so they make it up here, and Charleston will serve as the home team for it. As the 2-1 pitch is well struck, deep right center field. Exposito back, looks up, and there she goes. A solo home run for E.J. Exposito, his second as a Green Jacket and his first at SRP Park. And it puts Augusta on the board in the third. An emphatic tap of home plate. And he'll get the home run scarf for the first time here at home. Nice little ovation as he comes back into the dugout. See if that can get Augusta started. A shortstop with some nice swinging ability. And now it's a 3-1 game. First pitch to Brandel Mesquita swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. I had a no-doubter back in Fredericksburg last week in his first career game with the Green Jackets on Tuesday. That one sent out to right center field as the 0-1 pitch is a strike. 1-1. It always feels good to hit him at home, though. Right center, one of the deepest parts of the yard here in North Augusta. The 0-2 pitch is sprayed foul by Mesquita as he sends it over to the right field seats. Nothing in two still to the Green Jacket number three hitter. It's now a 3-1 game in favor of Charleston. 0-2 pitch. Mesquita chased one down low in the dirt. As Peoples strikes him out with a good breaking ball, and that will retire the side. But Augusta does get on the board on the home run by E.J. Exposito. It's now a 3-1 lead for the River Dogs. We go to the fourth on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Serves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we'd love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit WOWWay.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Exposito puts the Green Tech gets on the board with a solo home run in the third. Now it is O'Neill Mansueta to start the inning for Charleston. First pitch from James Acuna is a check swing ball as he laid off one down and away. One ball, no strikes. As Acuna works in his third inning, as the 1-0-2 Mansueta is hit hard into left. That's a base hit as he lines one in front of Stephen Pollini. Hit number five in the game for Charleston. First for, or second for Mansueta as he puts himself on.
First baseman, number 28, Nathan Perry.
And now Nathan Perry with the leadoff man on in Mansueta. There is some action now in the bullpen for Augusta. Right-hander Darlene Florentino is getting hot. Just started throwing. Acuna looking to master three innings on the mound here today. Second pitcher used by the Green Jackets in this bullpen game. The pitch is outside, 1-0. Augusta implemented this most recently on the recent road trip. Did it in the final game against Delmarva back on August the 7th. And it was a perfectly executed game. Used five pitchers, 1-13-2. As the pitch is outside, and it's two balls, no strikes to Nathan Perry. I gave up just two runs and four hits in that dominant fashion win as Augusta went on to sweep the Shorebirds. It was a near complete effort in that finale game as the 2-0 pitch is fouled back into the netting. And the count is 2-1 to the left-handed hitting Perry. But the bullpen has been a strong spot for Augusta going back to that road trip. And there was a lot of bright moments. They've covered some big innings. And that's the case for them here today. Got a doubleheader tomorrow. There goes Mansueta. 2-1 pitch is floated foul by Perry as he threw the bat head at one. Two balls and two strikes. Now, 2-7 inning games tomorrow, and they're always a little bit of a challenging thing to navigate for any coaching staff. And you get one starter who can eat up a lot of innings for your team in any one of those games. It can go a long way for you in game number two. 2-2 the count. Acuna working from the stretch. Mansueta, minimal leadoff of first this time as the pitch to Perry is floated to the left side. That one will get out of play as it falls its way out behind the netting. 2-2 still. Now Davion Whittle set the start game one tomorrow for Charleston against Sam Strickland, who produced the best Green Jacket start back in Delmarva during that series. Alex Ayala Jr. in game two against Ian Mejia. Another Braves draft pick. He was the 11th round selection, I beg your pardon. 2-2. And another foul as Perry continues to hang tough against Acuna. That was his 32nd pitch of the outing for James. The last four pitches to Perry have been fouled away. As Darlene Florentino continues his warm-up tosses. Acuna would love to get through this inning if he can. 2-2. A liner to left. Pollini charges in. A slice right into his glove, and he'll make the catch. Hit that one a little bit more sharply than Mansueta did, but a little more hang time and carry to it, and Pollini will make the catch as he came right in on it. And now Julio Meza, who has the difference-making hit for Charleston with his three-run homer back in the second inning, now comes up with the sun just about set here. Lights are coming on. It had an overcast evening as the first pitch to Meza is a slow bouncer foul right behind home. Nothing and one the count. And the first home run of the year for Meza. Acuna can get through the inning with a double play ball as Florentino continues to warm up in that left field bullpen. The depth is playing that way up the middle, trying to turn two. The 0-1 pitch. Meza had a cut, but he missed. 0-2. And Diwer Castellanos next for Charleston. And a single A matchup between the Braves and the Rays. Zabrowski puts the target down and away. The 0-2 pitch is a wave and a foul. Just able to get a piece of it. Hangs in there with an 0-2 count. Meza took Acuna deep back in the second inning. The two runners he brought home with them were Landon Harper's responsibility after a walk and an infield hit. The 0-2 pitch. A swing and another foul back as Meza hangs in there. Working up that pitch count a bit for Acuna, a guy who has covered some big innings before. Guy who has served as that opener in particular on several occasions going back to last year as well. Also did twice as Acuna snaps it over to first, but back with the dive is Mansueta. Second guy out of the pen tonight, but he's doing the extended work here in the first portion of the game. Acuna has not gone three innings in an outing yet, but he has gone two and two-thirds a couple of times as the 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. And Acuna strikes out Meza for out number two. Got him with that breaking ball. And now it'll be Castellanos with Mansueta still at first. Acuna's thrown 38 pitches, 30 of them for strikes. He has been dialed into the zone, getting a lot of swings, fouls, misses. As Castellanos comes up, Acuna struck him out looking back in the second with that signature hook. First pitch to Castellanos is up and away, and it's 1-0. Just the 16th game for Castellanos, 16 for 54 at the plate, three doubles and seven driven in. Does not have a homer. And is that double leadoff man for Blake Butera's club. 1-0 pitch. Castellanos lines one right to David McCabe at third. Didn't even have to move right on the balls of his feet. Up to his tippy toes, made the catch, and that is the inning. James Acuna has worked his way through three, and we head to the bottom of the fourth. It's Charleston 3, Augusta 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Off the bottom of the fourth here from North Augusta. Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. It's Charleston 3, Augusta 1 here in the home half of inning number 4. First pitch to David McCabe. Will slice foul out of play to the third base side. It's 0-1. The switch hitting third baseman from the University of Charlotte. Fourth round pick by the Braves. Hit his first home run last night. 0-1 pitch is down and in. Calling the ball and didn't miss by much. One ball, one strike. Now McCabe has been that normal cleanup batter for Augusta over the last week of games. Has a nice, easy swing. 1-1 pitch is down and in over the shoe tops. Two balls and a strike. McCabe has an RBI in four consecutive games. With his two-run homer yesterday. Also has at least driven one home in five of his six prior starts. 2-1. McCabe popped it up. Right up near third, this will be Caminero right on the bag. Now charges in front of it and will make the catch. Kind of sped up in front of him and just able to track it down in fair ground. Now 10 feet or so in front of that third base bag. But a mile high pop-up. Now it's Adam Zabrowski to the plate. First pitch to Zabrowski, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. And Nestor Perez doing over the coaching at third today. And last year's manager, Michael Saunders, is over at first. Base running instructor in the organization. The 0-1 pitch is outside, 1-1. Base running is something that the Green Jackets, Nestor Perez, Braves organization as a whole take very seriously. It's kind of one of those things that gets forgotten a little bit as the 1-1 pitches outside, 2-1. It's one of those things where you can almost lose track of how easy and how often a team makes it out on the bases, and it can cost you runs in timely spots. As a 2-1 pitch is a ball outside, as people then miss by ton, and 3-1. It's something they work on regularly, and Master told me before the year he expected his team to be very active on the bases this year. As 3-1 is on the outside corner, Zabrowski dropped the bat thinking he had ball four. In a very similar spot as that last pitch, that one maybe a little closer to the plate. Count will fill up to Zabrowski, who's looking to draw his second walk or pick up his first hit. 3-2, a grounder up the middle on two hops. It's Ryan Spikes near second. He'll take care of Zabrowski for out number two. 4-3 on that one as he hit one right off the end, and now it is Justin Janis. A 3-1 lead for Charleston here in the fourth. They are out hitting Green Jackets 5-2. First pitch to Justin, the DH, is high, and it's 1-0. Again, they call it the DH tonight. Him and Mekhi Backstrom swap spots. A 1-0 pitch, a ground ball on a couple of hops to shortstop. Kirsten Williams, a low throw, but it's picked up by Nathan Perry. And that will put down the Green Jackets in order. An infield pop-up and a pair of grounders gets Ben Peoples through the fourth inning clean, and we head to the fifth. It's still 3-1 River Dogs on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Darlene Florentino takes over for the fifth here for Augusta as part of their bullpen game here tonight. He's the third pitcher used by the Green Jackets as they trail 3-1 here in the top half of the fifth inning. Top of the order due up for the River Dogs as Florentino takes over on the mound this year for the 18th time, 2-1 win-loss record. ERA just over 5 with one save this year in 26-plus innings. He'll face Shane Sasaki. First pitch is hit in the air to center. Going back, Ogans gets turned around, and he'll give way to Brandon Mosqueda, who has a much more routine play on it. Ogans went for a little bit of a roller coaster out there, and shaking it off says, I had it the whole time. Now Mosqueda called him off, made the easier catch, right in that right center area. It's one of those, as a second baseman or a middle infielder for that matter, you think you have as you move back on it, but the further you go, the more challenging it becomes, and that's where an outfielder takes command of it. One away for Carson Williams, and he's 1-for-2 today as Florentino's pitch to him is lifted to right. Mosqueda will back up a few steps. This will be a lazy pop-up that he'll put away for out number two. Two pitches and 2 outs for Darlene Florentino. We'll see if Junior and Caminero follow suit here.
Junior Caminero are both out of the game.
Rarely will you ever see, it's kind of one of those unwritten rules in baseball where if a pitcher gets 2 outs on 2 pitches, will that third batter will probably not swing at the first pitch, almost a guarantee. But we'll see if Caminero does. Augusta down 3-1 here in the fifth. They're quickly two away for Florentino. First pitch, he lays off. It's in the dirt. That's the first ball thrown by Florentino. 1-0 to Caminera, who is 0-2 today. Straight up defense for the Green Jackets against the number three batter. A 1-0 pitch. It's in the dirt again. Two balls, no strikes. Had a couple of hard hit balls yesterday as part of that big win for Charleston. Finished with three in total for the game. Florentino working from the stretch. Does that exclusively as the 2-0 pitch is hit on a line to left. This one went pretty well, and that one's going to fly out of here. A home run for Junior Caminero, and it's now 4-1 Charleston on his second home run. All the runs tonight have come on homers. The most significant from Charleston on the three-run homer by Meza. And Caminero adds on to it with a solo home run with two outs here in the fifth. Pelini was playing pretty deep back there. Went back a few steps, turned around, and knew that one was going to be trouble. As Charleston is back up by three runs. And Florentino, who was right on the edge of a super efficient fifth inning, gives up the home run. Now it's Willie Vasquez as he takes a heater inside. And it's 1-0. A little bit of a stare down between Florentino and Vasquez between pitches as he missed in on him. Zabrowski puts up the target down and away. Florentino deals the pitch, and he missed outside as he lost his balance a little bit off the mound. 2-0. And Florentino has put together a nice little run on the mound. Gave up one run in his last outing at Fredericksburg that covered 2 2/3. Otherwise, has only given up a couple of earned runs over his last four outings prior to that. As the 2-0 pitch is down and away, and it's 3-0. But he's a guy that still learned to pitch a little bit. He started as an infielder when he was originally signed by the Braves. That was back in 2017. Original thought for him was as a third baseman. And had a couple of seasons under his belt as an offensive player. As the 3-0 pitch is inside, as Vasquez backed out and took a four-pitch walk. And then he will continue here for Ryan Spikes.
Second baseman, number 9, Ryan Spikes.
And Florentino has a big arm, was hitting around 96 miles an hour in his previous outing against the Fredericksburg Nationals last week. Worked a couple of times in that series. And he's a big arm. He's got a lot of potential behind there as time is called by somebody. I believe it was by the first base runner in Willie Vasquez. Try to get that protective mitt on that right hand. See a lot of runners wear that to protect those fingers on head first slides. First pitch to Spikes is foul back our direction as he fights one off. Nothing in one to the second baseman for Charleston. As the Green Jackets now trail 4-1 here at about the halfway point of this second game. A series Augusta probably has to win to be in a comfortable spot still from a contention point of view. They're now 5.5 back of these River Dogs after their defeat yesterday. As Florentino slings one over to first, but back with a dive is Vasquez. A team that's given him a lot of trouble over the years. Last year, Augusta was 6-24 against Charleston. They eventually went on to win the championship, beating Down East in 5 games. As Vasquez is running, pitches outside, and then hops out of the mid of Zabrowski. And that'll be an uncontested stolen base for Willie Vasquez as he moves into scoring position. Zabrowski tried to get it out of his glove, but kind of slid out of there. 1-1 to Spikes, as the last pitch was a ball. Or it's 1-1. Now Florentino trying to work around that stolen base for Vasquez. That is his 22nd of the year. Number 192 for Charleston. Break-even pitch is high to Spike since 2-1. A projected corner infielder like Florentino was originally when the Braves signed him out of the Dominican Republic. They come with big arms naturally, which is why they make that transition for him to the pitcher's mound as a 2-1 pitch to Spikes is lined out of play. All right, behind home, 2-2. There's a lot to work with. He's only 21 years of age, so still a lot of young mileage on that arm. Had a good fastball-slider combo he's gone to recently. 2-2. A check swing, it's not going to matter. A strikeout right on the outside corner as Florentino pins a spinner right on the edge to get spikes and end the inning. But another run scores for Charleston, a solo home run by Junior Caminero, and we head to the bottom of the fifth. Halfway home, it's now the River Dogs 4, Green Jackets 1, now on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Off the home half of the fifth here from SRP Park. It's a 4-1 lead for Charleston. As Ogun's bats from the right-hand side, first pitch coming to him is a strike. Bullseye from Peoples, and it's 0-1. He now has a 3-run lead to work with after a solo home run by Junior Caminero in the last inning with two outs. A 1 pitch is just outside. Another fastball by Ben Peoples. 1-1. Costa has 2 hits. One by Ogans, that was in his last at-bat in the second inning. At the break-even pitch is lined to right, but foul. As Al twists near the bullpen for Charleston, and it's 1-2. And a solo home run by E.J. Exposito in the third. That is the only run producing hit so far for the Green Jackets as they trail by 3. 1-2 the count. Peoples kicks and throws. And he missed outside with a breaking ball. 2-2. Infield playing way back for Charleston. Most of them well off their bases. 2-2 pitch is shot right back up the middle, and Keyshawn Ogans is now 2-for-2. Left one upstairs, and Ogans throws the bat head right at it and has his second hit of the night. And now here comes Mekhi Backstrom. See if Mekhi Backstrom can get a hold of one here. Costa is down by 3. Their third hit of the game as they're being doubled up in that department, 6-3. First pitch to Mekhi is on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Backstrom has been an artist at hitting the ball hard as of late. 7 consecutive games with a hit. Has 9 RBIs in that 7-game stretch. 0-1 pitch is outside. A changeup from Peoples, and it's 1-1. Now Backstrom has been very productive when he has put the ball in play this year. That has really been a big part of his second half. He's had a good season in the back half. Had a little bit of a slow start adjusting to the single-A level. There's a lot of talent here. As the 1-1 pitch is rocketed foul as he turns on one into the picnic patio area. And it's 1-2. Now we're talking with Backstrom back early in the season, and he told me it's a big jump going from the Florida Complex League up to here. There is a significant jump in talent, and although you might look at it as the next level up in the system, it's a significant jump, and that's the same thing for guys coming straight from college ball, like Keyshawn Ogans, for example, who's at first base. There is a talent gap, and you do adjust to it, and now these players really realize, you know what, I can play at this level as Backstrom calls for time. But something that gets underestimated a lot from people on the outside of the game, and I've talked with enough players on this team to understand that there is a significant gap that you have to adjust to, and it takes a little bit of a time, especially for these younger players. As the 1-2 pitch to Backstrom is high, 2-2. He's a guy that's really come around this year. A good first baseman defensively, extremely athletic, put together. Guy who has a lot of tools he can go to in the shed and now trying to put one on the board here. Trying to plug a gap or send one over the wall. There goes Ogans. 2-2 pitches up and away. Throw down by Meza is going to be not in time as it's a stolen base for Keyshawn Ogans. Able to slide his way off the tag as Williams tried to catch him, but just wasn't able to grab him initially, and Ogans ends up with a stolen base. A throw that got there in time, but Ogans deserves the credit on that one, able to stay out of the tag, as Williams just wasn't able to find him. Puts himself into scoring position as the count is now 3-2 to Backstrom. With Caden Morton due next. The pitch. A fly ball into center. Should be playable for Shane Sasaki, who charges in on it. Ogans will watch it be caught and drop back to second. As Backstrom got jammed a little bit on one. And Peoples has his first out of the inning. And with Ogans still at second, Caden Morton comes to the plate. As Backstrom a little bit frustrated as he heads back into the dugout. Just one of those where you try and turn on it a little bit early, but a lot inside pitch is difficult for a lot of hitters. Gotta turn on it quickly, especially when you put a good fastball there. First pitch to Caden is hit on a line to second. It's going to be dropped by Spikes. He picks it up and fires to first. Got the out there. Good heads-up awareness by Spikes, who had a tailor-made double play on a liner that took him right to second base, but he dropped the ball. And that allowed Ogans to get back, but he did pick himself up and at least got the out at first, so no error on that play. Can't assume double play, but Spikes and Ogans, I think, talking about that a little bit as they were both near second. As I think Ogans knew he got away with one, and that's nothing on him. You have those secondary leads, and on those liners near second, all you can do is hope is it gets through or it's dropped just like that. Yeah, Stephen Pelini swings through the first pitch on a fastball by Peoples. It's 0-1. Those liners can be tricky, especially if it takes a fielder right near the bag. And Ogans was moving back as soon as that was hit back towards second base. Knew that one had a chance of being caught. 0-1. Pelini spoils one out of play. It's 0-2. As Peoples now a strike away from tossing another scoreless frame. He's done so three times already. Exception was in the third when E.J. Exposito took him deep. And now has Pelini down 0-2, who is 0-2 in the game. The pitch is on the inside corner, and Peoples strikes out. Pelini looking to end the inning. So gives up the leadoff hit to Keyshawn Ogans and leaves him at second base as we head to the sixth inning, where Charleston maintains a three-run lead. It's 4-1 River Dogs on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
We'll be right back.
4-1 still the score with Charleston ahead here in the top of the sixth inning. Mitchell Speltz with you on the call here from SRP Park. Green Jackets' lone run came on a solo home run by E.J. Exposito in the third, but Charleston maintains a three-run lead thanks to a three-run home run by Julio Meza in the second and a solo home run by Junior Caminero in the fifth off Darlene Florentino, who will have his second inning on the mound. And Ben Peoples, five innings on the mound, 79 pitches, has given up just one run on three hits. Now Florentino looking to keep the deficit at where it is as he faces O'Neill Manzueta. Florentino's first pitch to him is a strike on the outside corner. 94 on the gas from Darling, and it's 0-1 to Manzueta, who is 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. Came around to score on the home run by Meza back in the second inning. The 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. Got to chase a high fastball, and it's 0-2. High heat at 93. That's where it takes a little extra second outside of the box, gets back in. As Florentino looks for his second strikeout, he got spikes looking to end the inning. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Got him to go after the high cheese once again, and Florentino makes quick work of Manzueta for the first out of the sixth.
First baseman number 28, Nathan Perry.
And now Nathan Perry makes his way to the box. One of two left-handers in there for Blake Butera's team. On that is 36 games over 500 overall as Florentino will call for time to tie up his cleat. Have that all straightened out. Pole shift is on for Perry. Third base is wide open. David McCabe, who is the normal third baseman, is standing at the shortstop position. First pitch to Perry is good for a strike. Whistles one into the inside corner, and it's 0-1. And these are two teams that shift quite a bit. Both are analytically driven, especially the Tampa Bay organization. You know, one pitch. It's in the dirt. One ball, one strike. That defensive shifting is a big part of what Nestor Perez wants his younger players to understand, because it is such an important part of the game. And we'll see what the future of it holds. But that was one of the first things he worked on with the newcomers, because you almost have a new infield here as the pitch is fouled back by Perry. And it's 1-2. Kind of gave me the full lesson on it a few months back about establishing that starting position and knowing when to shift over, how many steps to take, because there is a science to it, and there are spray charts and a high level of information available on players once you get to this level. Gives you that opportunity to shift your defense accordingly. 1-2 pitch is rifled to center. Morton charges in. He'll play this one out of bounds. Was playing pretty deep back there and had a good jump, but just not able to get to that spot where he was able to make a diving effort at it. And Perry has his first hit. One out base runner for Julio Meza.
Now batting, number 16, catcher Julio Meza.
That defense now changes a little bit with a runner on base. You can't shift over completely. When you do that, you make it more of an opportune spot for a runner to move up, take a base. But they do have an abbreviated pull shift down for Meza with that double play possibility intact. First pitch to the catcher is a strike. A spinner right on the outside corner from Florentino. Third pitcher used today by Augusta. Landon Harper started, winning an inning plus. James Acuna covered three. This is the second frame for Darlene Florentino as there's a swing and a miss again. Collins a fastball by him. A little sink to that, 0-2. Florentino trying to turn two on the number eight hitter. The Green Jackets down 4-1 here in the second game of this series. 0-2 pitch, a fly ball, loop towards right. This one's going to drop into the dirt and find its way into shallow right for a base hit as Meza broke his bat and beat the shift on a back-spinning fly ball. It died quickly. A matter of fact, hit the edge of the dirt over towards right field, then plenty of territory for him to come up with a hit. But Ogans was able to cover a lot of ground to get over there and prevent an additional base for Perry. That's just a good piece of hitting right there. That's good location by Florentino, but you just tip your cap to the hitter when they just get enough on it and able to traject one over where the defense is not. And now Dyer Castellanos bats with first and second and one out. Green Jackets still in that double play spot. First pitch to Castellanos runs down and in. And a back foot slider by Florentino. And it's 1-0. Eighth hit of the game for Charleston at 21 last night. A 1-0 pitch. A foul back as he slaps one out of play. One ball and one strike to Castellanos. River Dogs lead the league in hits this year at 928 prior to tonight. They have the league's best batting average at 256. However, Augusta has scored more runs than them this year, and they have played one fewer game. Can be a little bit of a deceiving statistic, though. Break-even pitch is low. It's 2-1. It's kind of the same thing as plus-minus in baseball, where one big game, either good or bad, can really affect that run total. And Augusta had multiple double-digit run scoring games on the last road trip. 2-1. Castellanos, a big bounce here to second. Ogans, it jumped over his glove as it extended over it into shallow center. In to score is Perry. Up to third is Meza as the ball slips through the infield. And at second base is Castellanos. That one hit the lip of the infield grass and took a bigger hop on Ogans, and it jumped over the top of him. Nothing he can do about that one. And what could have at least been an out somewhere ends up being a double for Castellanos to make it a 5-1 lead for Charleston. And out comes Mike Steed after the third consecutive hit this inning. But at the very least, if that one doesn't take that wicked hop, they probably have an out at second. Not sure they get one at first, though. But a run definitely would not have been scoring unless there was an error on the throw. That's a tough one. Nothing you can do about that one if you're Keyshawn Ogans. And now Mike Steed out to talk with Florentino and Adam Zabrowski as a right-hander is getting loose in the bullpen for Augusta. Ronaldo Alessandro has a baseball. Now the top of the order now coming up for the River Dogs. They lead it 5-1 here in their half of the sixth inning. There's one out in the inning. But maybe the most significant part of that play was the fact that Castellanos was able to get to second base. That's his fourth double of the year. And he has tremendous speed. And now it keeps Charleston out of the double play spot in a conventional manner. And Shane Suzuki, who has been a green jacket killer, comes up in a prime spot. Infield forced to move in for Augusta defense. Florentino facing Suzuki. First pitch is fouled back into the wire, and it's 0-1. Suzuki is 0-3 today, but no River Dog has hit the ball better against the Green Jackets than he has. In nine prior games, he has 20 hits. Owen is outside, and the count evens at one ball, one strike to Suzuki. But of those 20 hits he had prior, seven doubles. Had one to lead off the game on the first pitch last night. Break-even pitch. A swing and a miss. Big cut by Suzuki, but Florentino to pound a fastball by him. And the count is 1-2. If Florentino can get Suzuki at the plate here, that would help him and his team out in a significant manner. Infield moves in a step. The 1-2 is on the outside corner. Locked him up as he painted a fastball right along the outside edge. And a huge backwards K for Darlene Florentino. As there are now two gone in the inning, but another dangerous hitter now in Carson Williams. That's the thing about this Charleston lineup. Right when you feel like you're on the edge of something, there's always a talented hitter at the plate. And Carson Williams right at the top of that list. That's a 2-1 scoring position. As Florentino's first pitch to him is a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Williams had a bit of a tough series against Lynchburg, a team who has a very good pitching staff. Augusta will not see the Hillcats this year unless they were to meet in the postseason. 0-1. It's low and in the dirt. Good pickup by Zabrowski as the count evens, a ball and a strike. As Florentino taps the chest, says, my bad. Yeah, base open at first. Junior Caminero is due next. Gives you a luxury to be a little careful with Williams. And again, that's the tough challenge of this lineup. If you walk a guy like Williams, you got to deal with Caminero, who already has a home run tonight. As Florentino looking to work his way through two frames. Break-even pitch is on the outside corner. A bit of a wide strike, but Florentino will take it as the count is 1-2 to Carson Williams. 5-1 River Dogs here in the sixth inning. Martino trying to get back-to-back strikeouts and deals the 1-2, and he struck him out swinging. A devastating hook from Florentino, and he strikes out Sasaki and Williams back-to-back. Punches out the side, but one run does score on the double by Castellanos. 5.5 through Augusta, trying to rally up the troops, down by 4. It's 5-1, River Dogs on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Come see how my family can help serve yours. Visit Murphy.
Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Bottom half of the sixth. Top of the order coming up for the Green Jackets against Antonio Menendez. Right-hander from Reston, Virginia and Wake Forest University. 14th round pick by Tampa Bay in last year's draft. The sidearm thrower will face E.J. Exposito. First pitch coming. E.J. lines one down the right field side. That is a foul ball by about a foot, as it'll slice its way into the bullpen for Charleston, as Exposito nearly had his second extra base hit of the game. His first one is the lone run-producing hit for Augusta. Had a home run off Ben Peoples back in the third inning. Falls behind early to the side, Wandy Menendez, who's making his 13th appearance. He does have one save this year. And that save came back against the Green Jackets back on July the 4th, as the 0-1 pitch is a strike on the outside corner. 84-mile-an-hour pitch from Menendez, and it's 0-2. Augusta just with three hits tonight. Two from Keyshawn Ogans and the homer by Exposito. As Peoples is done for the day, he exits in line for the win. Long look in by Menendez as the pitch clock nearly runs out, and it did. Tried to rush that one home, but we'll take the pitch clock violation instead. Now, I'm not sure if that was intentional or not. He tried to speed up the throw, that for sure, but he does on the occasion throw over the top compared to that sidearm sling to throw off hitters. It's a different delivery where hitters have to adjust on the fly, and he might have just rushed it to try and beat the pitch clock that time. As he deals the 1-2 pitch, it's a slow roller up the middle, off the mound, picked up by Williams, who fires across the diamond to get his counterpart by a couple of steps. Hit the back end of the mound, and it slowed down just a little bit, but Williams able to stick with it and throw out Exposito. One gone for Brandon Mesquita. An excellent play by Carson Williams, who's an excellent defensive shortstop. And now with one away in the inning, it's Brandon Mesquita, 0-2 tonight. As Menendez's first pitch to him is slinged down to the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Mesquita with a 21-game on-base run, longest active currently in the Carolina League. Trying to push it to 22, a good spot for it. 0-1. Is just outside at the knees as Menendez goes back to that spot. Nearly 24 innings for the right-hander, Menendez. 28 strikeouts. Buck and a half ERA. 1-1. It's outside. 2-1. As Mesquita works ahead with David McCabe to follow. That's the down 5-1 here in the sixth inning. Normal straight-up defense for Charleston. 2-1 pitch. A cut and a miss by Mesquita. Tied him up inside with a breaking ball. That arm angle can make for some interesting deception for most hitters. 2-2. A swing and a miss. Came a little over the top that time, but he strikes out Mesquita as he slides one away from him, and there are two outs. And now David McKay with the bases still empty and two outs. It's been another tough day at the office for the Augusta offense. Just two runs yesterday on five hits. They've got one on three here tonight. Yeah, tough pitching staff that has had their number of times this year as McCabe hits one foul down the left field side as this one will get out of play near the bullpen for Augusta. No balls and a strike. Now the pull shift down for the switch hitting McCabe. The 0-1 pitch is a strike on the outside corner, 0-2. I talked about the sidearm sling for Menendez, but he comes a little over the top at times where that different arm angle helps him throw different pitches, which can be work two ways for a hitter as there's the sidearm par as he misses down away with a fastball, 1-2. Helps him get more effectiveness on his pitches, but the flip side of that as a hitter is you kind of have a better idea of what he's going to throw. Helps the hitter adjust on the fly. Don't have to take as many guesses at it. 1-2 pitch is well hit left field. Slicing away, and this one will hop off the warning track. And David McCabe hustling into second. Throw will come all the way through there. But McCabe's in standing up with a double to the opposite field. Just got it over Castellanos, who was playing a tad shallow out there. And he was not able to make the catch with a nice little leaping effort. So the inning will continue on for Adam Zebrowski as he looked to manufacture a run here. River Dogs have scored a run in the last two innings to put themselves up by their largest margin of four. Now Zebrowski will look to put Augusta on the board. Team leader in RBIs this year with 52 of them. Along with 10 home runs for the 2021 draft pick out of St. John's Fisher in New York. First pitch to Zebrowski, late to a fastball. Last second swing to go after one. 0-1 the count. And now Augusta with a pair of strong hitting catchers on their team, Zebrowski and Drake Baldwin, who is not in the lineup today. 0-1 pitch, a grounder up the middle. Spikes moves over. He backhands a backhand footed throw over to first. Will be picked up clean on a hop by Nathan Perry to end the inning. So McCabe gets left in scoring position, and Menendez has a scoreless frame. We move to the seventh. It's still a 5-1 lead for Charleston on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month.
Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms of...
Final third of game number two here from SRP Park. We're in the seventh inning. Augusta trails the Charleston River Dogs 5-1. 3, 4, and 5 coming up for the visiting River Dogs, with Junior Caminero starting it off against Ronaldo Alessandro, new pitcher for the Green Jackets. First pitch is fly to right but foul, and it's 0-1. 95 on the gas from Ronaldo, who has been throwing the ball very well for Augusta, has been one of their dependable arms at the back end of the bullpen. Looking for the 17th time for Augusta. The 0-1 pitch is shot foul, deep to right and out of play. And it's 0-2. Alessandro gave up a run in his last inning at Fredericksburg. However, prior to that, had it been scoring his previous three. 0-2 pitch is going to ring him up. Drops the slider right on the outside corner. Two hitters and a spinner. And Alessandro makes quick work of Caminero. That's a good setup pitch right there. That slider has been excellent for Ronaldo as he strikes out Caminero. And now it's Willie Vasquez. Last three hitters for Charleston have struck out going back to the last inning. They've punched out 11 times tonight as Vasquez had a big cut, but he missed, and so on one. But when they put the ball in play, they have been productive tonight. 5 runs and 9 hits. As Alessandro works ahead in the count, the 0-1 pitch is foul back to our left, and a pinball back into the field of play. Another one of those semi-close calls up here. Waiting for that day where I can walk out of here with a souvenir baseball. Doesn't have to be here necessarily. Probably going to make very little effort to catch one, though. Not going to take the risk. 0-2 pitch. A strike three right on the outside corner. Consecutive three-pitch Ks for Ronaldo Alessandro. Got Caminero looking. Now he got Vasquez with a heater up along the edge. And now it's Ryan Spikes. 6 pitches, 6 strikes, 2 Ks for Alessandro. And now Ryan Spikes, who struck out looking his last at-bat, comes up. First pitch coming to him is off the outside corner, 1-0. Ruins that chance at an immaculate inning. He was two-thirds of the way there. For those of you unfamiliar with what that is 9 pitches, 9 strikes, 3 Ks. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. It's 1-1. Don't see that all that often. Got to be very efficient to do it. And have the stuff as well to get it by opposing hitters. Home ball, 1 strike to the 5-hitter. The pitch from Alessandro is fisted foul down the right field side. Home ball and 2 strikes with the River Dogs leading 5-1 here in the 7th inning. Alessandro, nonetheless, a chance to strike out the side. Green Jacket pitchers have done it in 2 prior innings. 1-2 pitch is popped up foul. First base side. Backstrom will check it out, but it will get out of play. And stays 1-2. James Acuna struck out the side back in the 2nd inning. Darlene Florentino just accomplished that in the 6th. And Alessandro is 1 more K from doing the same. He is the 4th pitcher of the night for Augusta. The 1-2, and just missed outside, but right where Zabrowski wanted that, 95 on the outside corner, and it's 2-2. Alessandro, a guy who started his career initially as a starter, he has moved to a bullpen piece, and he has thrived in that position. 2-2, breaking ball, struck him out swinging. Spins one right past Spikes as it's another strikeout of the side for the Green Jacket pitching staff as Alessandro puts down the River Dogs in straight order. Now the offense looking to spark something. Down 5-1, we stretch from SRP Park on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too.
But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Justin Janis starts at the bottom of the seventh. Augusta down by four. Antonio Menendez has his second inning as the first pitch from the sidewinder misses down and in. 1-0 to Janis, who was 0-2 tonight. Augusta down 5-1. Pitching has had some big strikeouts tonight. Ronaldo Alessandro just struck out the side for Augusta. 13 combined strikeouts for this bullpen here tonight as the 1-0 pitch is going to land for a strike. Ron Menendez, one ball, one strike. 13 strikeouts, two walks, but five runs and nine hits for Charleston with four of those five coming in on homers. Break-even pitch as Janis hits one right back up the middle, and Justin Janis has his first hit. All the 2022 draft picks playing tonight for Augusta are responsible for all five base hits. Janis has his first here at home. And now Keyshawn Ogans, who has a pair of them tonight, comes up. Yeah, Keyshawn can make it a 3-for-3 night. Augusta needs some base runners. Have an early one against Menendez. First pitch to Ogans will fly its way in for a strike as it floats down the plate, 0-1. Keyshawn coming off a strong season at the University of California. Brooks Wallace Award watchlist member for the top college shortstop in the country. 0-1 pitch, a fly ball into center. Sasaki came in, now goes back, but he'll get there in plenty of time to make the catch. And Ogans is retired for the first time here tonight. Gave that one a ride, though. Sasaki had a tough read at it at first, but did make the catch. And Makai Backstrom with one away. Backstrom the hitter, Janis at first. Alrighty, lefty, first pitch to Makai will miss off the inside corner, 1-0. Augusta only on one occasion here today have had two runners on at the same time. That was in the second inning. And Adam Zabrowski and Keyshawn Ogans aboard at first and third, however, did not score in that frame. Otherwise, it's been a low traffic night on the base paths as the 1-0 pitch is down over the shoe tops as he missed with a back foot fastball, 2-0. Very similar thing last night for Augusta as well. They were just 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position, only stranded five. Base runners are minimal so far in this series, and it's the same number here tonight, 0-for-5. With runners in scoring position with four left on base, 2-0 pitch. Backstrom had a good cut, but he missed. Not a low pitch by Menendez, 2-1. But this is a big-time pitching staff that Charleston has. They are very deep on that front, and that is really what Tampa Bay has been known for over these years, and being a team that really has strong ties developing within their system. 2-1 pitch is on the inside corner, 2-2. On a breaking ball from Menendez. Have produced some of the top young arms in the game, and Shane McClanahan, perhaps the best of them all at the moment, as he is one of the top Cy Young favorites in the American League, pitching for Tampa Bay. 2-2. It's down and in, and that'll fill up the count. Three balls, two strikes. Now, Tampa Bay also just had the top prospect of all of baseball last year in Wander Franco, who has had a tough year, injury plagued, with the Rays, who are currently fighting for a wild card spot. Had a good young core with the Rays as the 3-2 pitch. Backstrom swings and fouls one, and they're going to call him out. I think Backstrom's walking back towards the dugout. I'm not sure what happened there. Here comes Nestor Perez, but he was called out by Corey Gerber. It almost looked like he was stopping that swing before it even happened. Not sure if there was a violation first, but they talk about it and they clear things up. Backstrom is out. And Gerber kind of stopped things. I'm not sure exactly what happened, if he just swung and missed, or that might have been a violation. Nonetheless, Backstrom is out. Two gone now for Caden Morton. Justin Janis still over at first base. Antonio Menendez looking for consecutive scoreless innings. First pitch to Caden Morton is outside for a ball. Gave up the two-out double to David McCabe last inning. Left him out there, though. Trying to work around the leadoff hit by Justin Janis. The 1-0 is going to float off the inside this time. 2-0. And a 5-1 lead for Charleston here in the seventh. River Dogs threatening to take the first two games of this series. A 2-0. A ground ball to third. He jammed him as it'll be picked up by Caminero. We'll go to short route to second, and we'll get the out there. They get the lead runner, and that will retire the side. And we are through seven now here from North Augusta. Charleston 5, Augusta 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park as we play in the top half of the eighth inning. It's a 5-1 lead for the Charleston River Dogs. Ronaldo Alessandro continues the bullpen effort for Augusta as he works in his second inning facing O'Neill Montueda. First pitch, had a big cut, but he missed. Fastball from Alessandro at 94 and it's 0-1. Green Jackets down by four. We're trailing since the second inning. 0-1 is fired in there just off the outside corner. A slingshot fastball. One ball, one strike. Montueda is 2-for-3. Break-even pitch. Nice swing and a miss. Blew one by him at 94 as he continues to bring the heat. Struck out his last time up. Against Darlene Florentino, his first bout here with Alessandro as the infield moves back a step. 1-2 pitch is outside. Overthrew one at 95, and it's 2-2. Green Jackets being out hit tonight 9-5. Neither team has committed an error tonight. 2-2. Breaking ball line towards third. It's past the diving stab of McCabe into the corner. Stephen Pelini runs over to dig it up. He has it, but not before Montueda will glide into second with a leadoff double. Nearly caught on the line by McCabe over at third. Got that backhand down, but just tailed away from him. As that one was well struck off the bat by Manzueta, he ends up into scoring position for Nathan Perry. First base runner the River Dogs have against Alessandro, who struck out the side in order in the seventh. Now a three-hit game for Manzueta. Now Nathan Perry trying to add another one to that lead. First pitch coming to him is a little low, 1-0. Eighth inning gives us our first chance as well. Take a drive around the league, presented by Easy Go. Out of town scores in the Carolina League tonight. A few significant ones in regards to these two teams as the 1-0 pitch is off the outside, 2-0. Columbia is all over Kannapolis tonight, 9-1 in the sixth inning. Columbia is out hitting the Cannonballers 14-2. It is all Fireflies tonight at Segra Park. 2-0. A foul back and out of play. Good cut by Perry. It's 2-1. Salem 6. Delmarva 2. That's in the seventh inning. And Salem, Virginia. Carolina and Fayetteville in a back and forth battle. It's a 5-5 game in the fifth. And Zebulon, North Carolina. 2-1. A liner to right. This one's going to fall for a hit, man. Mesquita picks it up and they're going to put the stop sign on for Manzueta around third. As that ball will trickle in towards home, but it will keep Perry to a single. As Manzueta had to make sure that one wasn't caught, and they won't risk making it out at plate with nobody out. And it'll be Julio Meza. Also tonight, Down East 4, Myrtle Beach 1. Pelicans won the opener of that series yesterday. And Fredericksburg has made it 3 wins in a row. Now they've won the first 2 in Lynchburg. A 3-1 win. Jackson Rutledge, a winner. Riggs Threadgill got the save, his 6th. As the Fred Nats, who won the series finale on Sunday against these Green Jackets, win 2 in Lynchburg as the first pitch is a strike to Meza, who showed bump but miss. That's 0-1. And Sterling Rodriguez has just begun tossing in the Green Jacket bullpen. The 0-1 pitch, a swing and a fly ball to right. Bit shallow, Mesquita charges in, he'll call for it. Make the catch, Manzueta not able to tag. Both him and Ogunsworth converging towards it, but it is Mesquita who makes the little basket catch. They make the play, Manzueta does not tag. Was not hit deep enough, and Mesquita's got a nice little arm out there. So one out in the inning for Alessandro facing Diwer Castellanos. This is where Ronaldo can help himself if he can get a ground ball. Get that double play, get through the inning, but he has the strikeout ability where he can get you out at the plate. Corners are halfway in. Middle is back against Castellanos. First pitch is a ball, or a strike, I beg your pardon, on the inside corner. But a delayed call by Corey Gerber. He on the inside edge, and it's 0-1. To Castellanos, who is 1-for-3. Azueda at third, Perry at first. The 0-1 pitch is outside. Tailing fastball at 96. And time is called by the base umpire, Nabuki Yasuda, as he lets Makai Backstrom tie his shoe. Don't want anybody tripping out there. Charleston trying to add the lead here in the eighth inning, up 5-1. A break-even pitch, a swing and a foul by Castellanos. He was late to one, and it's 1-2. Okay, if he tries that slider with a 1-2 count to the left-handed hitter, Castellanos, he's 1-of-2 in there. And what is a right-handed stacked order tonight for Charleston? 1-2. A slap swing foul by Castellanos as he was just behind it. We'll hang in on that fastball. This would be a timely spot for a strikeout if Alessandro can get one. The only thing he would prefer is a double play ball. 1-2. A swing and a foul. Just got a piece of that slider as he came down and in on him. That's a great location. Better defensive swing by Castellanos just to get a piece of it. Exactly where you want to go with that pitch. Stays at a ball and two strikes. 5-1 River Dogs here in the eighth. Runners at the corners. The 1-2. And he missed low. A little overthrow at 96. Castellanos lays away. You're my boy, Blue! Two balls and two strikes. Here it comes. And he missed outside, and that will fill up the count. Top of the order looms next, and Shane Suzuki, who's going to bat for a fifth time. There goes the runner from first. 3-2 is swung and missed. That's a strikeout as Alessandro gets Castellanos, but up to second goes Perry. He'll swipe the bag without a throw as the Green Jackets will lock in here on Shane Suzuki. It's the fourth K for Ronaldo. He's thrown 31 pitches here in inning and two-thirds. As he gets Suzuki, who's 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts tonight. And a big spot for the Green Jackets, trying to keep this deficit at 4. And Alessandro struck out 5 in his last outing against Fredericksburg last week. Did give up the one run. But has been on a roll, picking up the K's as of late. First pitch is down and away. Fastball to Suzuki, and it's 1-0. Former high school pick out of the state of Hawaii by the Rays. Has been an excellent find for him with his speed, his hitting ability. The 1-0 is going to miss the outside corner. Rushed it down there at 93, and it's 2-0. On its way to third, Perry at second. First base is open. Carson Williams is next for Charleston if Suzuki reaches. 2-0. Is low and away, but called a strike by Corey Gerber. Gave him the edge, and Alessandro gets back in the count. 3 home runs, 42 driven in for Suzuki, which is very impressive for a leadoff hitter. That RBI number especially. 2-1 pitch is hit in the air to right off the end. Tailing back near the track, Mesquita has a play, and he makes the catch. About 5 feet in front of the wall in the deep corner, and it ends up being a scoreless inning for Alessandro. Works around a couple of hits, and we head to the bottom of the eighth. 5-1 River Dogs on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Network.
Top of the order coming up against Antonio Menendez, who's going to pitch for his third inning. Augusta's down by 4, but have the part of the order they need coming up, trying to mount some sort of comeback. Their only run today came in the third on a solo home run by E.J. Exposito. If Stephen Pollini can get something going here. 2 innings already in for Menendez. He's gone 3 innings one other time. Actually, 2 other times. Yeah, 3 other times, I beg your pardon. Twice in Charleston. First pitch to Pollini is a ball outside, and it's 1-0. And his first appearance with Charleston, he did it back on June the 26th through shutout baseball, 5 strikeouts. Also did it on the last road trip as the 1-0 pitch is a strike on the inside part, 1-1. To the left-handed hitting Pollini. Three shutout frames with a strikeout and 2 hits at Segra Park as a breaking ball misses outside from Menendez as he comes over the top, 2-1. Also did it once in the Florida Complex League before being called up in June. 2-1. A swing and a miss. Pollini missed an elevated fastball about a letter high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Little pull shift down for the River Dogs. 2-2 pitch, and excuse me, swing that will bounce foul. Right off the barrel towards third. Two balls and two strikes, the count. Here's the pitch. A swing and a liner down the right field side, but foul. As he turned on a little bit early, as it rolls down to the bullpen for Charleston. Trying to get somebody aboard here for E.J. Exposito. Two-two pitch. A swing and a tapper foul just off the mid of Meza. I got a piece of him. As he spikes it into the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. That's looking for a comeback signature win of sorts. They haven't had many clutch wins this year. Most of their victories have been by about three runs or more. Takes out some of the suspense out of it. 2-2 pitch is on the inside corner. Menendez strikes out Pelini, who is not overly pleased with that call as he goes back to the dugout. I ain't trying to argue that hasn't been a strike tonight, but Corey Gerber disagrees. And now E.J. Exposito with one out and the base is empty. Third time Pelini has struck out today. As Exposito bats from the right side. Menendez's first offering is a check swing strike. On the outside corner at zone one. Home run for Exposito number two. Back in the third inning. Trying to start something here as the 0-1 pitch is fisted foul. Up along the first base wire. And Menendez is quickly up 0-2. That's with that unique style, that sidearm and over-the-top approach, and it has worked for him very well with the Charleston River Dogs. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a foul back, and it's 0-2. Working in an organization that is very conducive to churning out top-level arms at the next level. A wave and a miss. Wipes out E.J. Exposito with a good slider. Back-to-back K's for Menendez. He has struck out four in this outing. And now two away for Brandel Mesquita. There is a right-hander warming up in the bullpen for Charleston. Looks like Jack Schneider is getting loose. First pitch to Mesquita is tapped back to the mound on a hop. Menendez has it. Underhand flip to first, and that will get Mesquita to put the side down in order. Three shutout innings for Antonio Menendez. And we head to the ninth. 5-1 River Dogs on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
Finally in a play here from SRP Park. Mitchell Spelts with you on the call as the Green Jackets trail the Charleston River Dogs 5-1. And Starlin Rodriguez will take over on the mound for the Green Jackets, his 25th appearance of the year as he is in for Ronaldo Alessandro. He's the fifth pitcher used by the Green Jackets tonight as part of this bullpen game that has given up five runs tonight, but the Charleston pitching for them today has been spectacular. Once more, Ben Peoples, five innings, one run. Antonio Menendez now three shutout. Every dog's likely to have a pitching change for the ninth inning. As Carson Williams leads it off against Rodriguez, and he yanks the first pitch foul back into the netting. No balls and a strike. Williams one for four. Junior Caminero and Willie Vasquez, the next two behind him, due up. The 0-1 pitch. A swing and a liner to right. This one will fly out of play. Right over the bullpen for the River Dogs. Jack Schneider gets loose down there. Good bet. You'll probably see him for the ninth, trying to cap off another good pitching outing for Charleston. Infield is back for Augusta. The 0-2 pitch is outside, and it's a one ball and two strike count. And the River Dogs, like all the other Rays affiliates, having great seasons. Team that builds their farm system better than anybody. 1-2 pitch is high, and the count is two balls and two strikes. Now Bowling Green, the high A club that's in the postseason. They're 66-41. They won the first half title in the South Atlantic League. 2-2. Breaking ball upstairs, 3-2. Montgomery, the double A club, 53-49. Curling the hunt for a playoff spot. And the triple A club in Durham is 15 games over 500, 64-49. 3-2 pitch, and Rodriguez strikes out. Williams swinging. Got him with a hook. Good slider by Rodriguez, and that's the first out of the ninth. And now Junior Caminero comes up with the bases empty. Another strikeout for Green Jacket pitching here tonight. They're 15th as the pitch is down away. It's 1-0. And the Brave system tonight, Rome is in a good game with Greensboro. That's the high club of Pittsburgh. 3-3 game in the ninth. Caleb Durbin walked it off yesterday for Rome. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. A walk-off single for Durbin that came in the bottom of the 10th inning. As Rome continues to make their push to the postseason, Gwinnett leads Memphis tonight 7-2. That's in the 8th inning. 1-1 pitch is bounced to the mound. On one hop, it's bobbled by Rodriguez, but still time to underhand flip to Backstrom to secure the out at first, and there are two away.
Designated hitter number 13, Willie Vasquez.
And now Willie Vasquez with the bases empty and 2 outs. Mississippi dropped the first game of their doubleheader today, 2-1. Game two just starting up in the second inning. No score there at Trustman Park in Pearl, Mississippi. There's pitch to Vasquez, tried to bump, but he fouled it off of Adam Zabrowski. He's going to feel that one. Not a spot any catcher wants to get hit, but he's a tough guy back there. Nothing in one to Vasquez, who checks in on him, asking if he's all right. And Zabrowski appears to be good. Corey Gerber gave him an extra second to walk that one off as Vasquez will step out and back in. 0-1 to the cleanup batter for the River Dogs. He is 1-for-3 tonight with a triple. 0-1, he shows bunt again, but pushed it foul. That's going to go back near the netting. 0-2. 50th triple of the year with his three-bagger. He's got eight of them on the year, does Vasquez. Top 10 prospect in the Rays system. The 0-2. A swing and a miss. And Rodriguez punches out the 16th River Dog of the night. But now Augusta, with three outs to work with, needs four runs. It's a 5-1 lead for Charleston. We head to the bottom of the ninth on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
In Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Last call for Augusta as we play in the bottom half of the ninth. It's a 5-1 lead for Charleston. Jack Schneider, a right-hander from Chicago, Illinois, going to try and finish this one out for the River Dogs. 6-1 record this year as he has an ERA of 3.45, 27 appearances. 25 of those with the River Dogs, 2 in Bowling Green, the high A club. 50 strikeouts, 17 walks this year for the right-hander. And he's got the middle third coming up for the Green Jackets. David McCabe will start things off. Right-hander from Western Carolina. Pitched an independent ball last year. First pitch to David McCabe is sliced to the left. This one will be a diving catch by Castellanos. And that's about what it's been for Augusta so far in this series as Diver Castellanos makes a spectacular catch in left field. A diving stab, and McCabe is robbed of a base hit. That's just what the luck has been for Augusta in this series as everything has gone in the way of Charleston. First pitch to Adam Zabrowski is a ball outside from Schneider, and it's 1-0. And the River Dogs have been in control, a very complete team on all ends, and there's the defensive part for you. 1-0 pitch, Zabrowski late to a fastball from Schneider. It's 1-1. And he was playing back and had a late charge in, but just got close enough to make a diving attempt at it. And he made the catch. Break-even pitch is down and away. 2-1. To Adam Zabrowski. And a 5-1 lead for Charleston. Trying to win the first two games of this series. 2-1 is down and away, and it's 3-1. Zabrowski reaches here, might make that diving catch by Castellanos hurt a little bit more. And 3-1, a swing and a miss. Tied him up inside as he forced the fastball right out of that inside part. And the count goes full. And Justin Janis due next. Is on the outside corner, and Zabrowski knew it. Fastball 91, and just like that, Augusta is down to their final out. A great diving catch and a strikeout for Jack Schneider. It's up to Justin Janis to keep this game going. River Dogs on the verge of pushing their advantage over Augusta to 6.5. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch to Justin, a swing and a miss. Got him out in front of a changeup. It's 0-1. The last 8 Green Jackets have been retired. The last man to reach is currently batting. The 0-1. A swing and a liar to left. Castellanos comes in. He dives, and he can't catch this one. It's off the tip of his glove. A turn for Janis around first. And he'll hold up there. He's got 2 hits tonight to keep this game going. Almost made 2 diving catches in the same inning. That one would have put the game away. And that'll give Keyshawn Ogans an opportunity. No Hogan's reaches. That'll move the time run to the on-deck area as the first pitch is chopped to short. Williams charges. He gloves, fires the first, and that will do it. The Charleston River Dogs have won the first two games of this series behind some pitching dominance here in Game 2. Old Augusta just one run on six hits, and Charleston wins it 5-1. We've got more upcoming yet here on the Easy Go postgame show. That is coming up right after the break as the River Dogs win the first two here at SRP Park on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Welcome into the Easy Go postgame show here from SRP Park. The Charleston River Dogs make it two in a row over the Green Jackets as Augusta has now dropped their last three contests to fall 6.5 back of Charleston for first place in the division. Mitchell Speltz with you to wrap things up as we check out the final numbers of the ball game. For Charleston, the victors tonight, 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left 8 runners on base. Augusta, 1 run, 6 hits, no errors. They stranded 6. Winning pitcher is Ben Peoples. He is now 5-4 on the season. The losing pitcher is the opener today for Augusta and Landon Harper. He had a couple of runs that were inherited on the home run by Julio Meza. Pitched well otherwise, but the home run put Charleston ahead. They never did look back in this contest here tonight. Top of the ballgame tonight, 2 hours and 19 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,290, the paid attendance tonight. River Dogs are now 73-36 overall this year. Augusta 56-52. Time now for the it guy of the ball game. We'll give that to Keyshawn Ogans, who had a couple of hits today, 2 singles and a stolen base. As for the WOW phone, internet, and cable play of the ball game, that'll go to Keyshawn Ogans, or not Keyshawn Ogans, I beg your pardon, EJ Exposito, who went 1-for-4, but his home run in the third inning provided the only scoring of the night for the Green Jackets. Now for our final drive around the league, we're going to have some Carolina League scores. Fredericksburg beats Lynchburg 3-1. Downeys on top finishes off Myrtle Beach 7-1. That's the final in Kinston. Carolina has just retaken the lead on Fayetteville 6-5 in the bottom of the seventh. In the eighth, it's 6-3 Salem. They lead at home over Delmarva. Columbia 12, Kannapolis 1 after 7 runs scored in the sixth inning. Columbia is winning 12-1. They're out-hitting Kannapolis 17-2. Tomorrow, the Green Jackets will host the River Dogs for a doubleheader. We get things started at 5.05 p.m. tomorrow. It'll be Davion Whittle against Sam Strickland for Game 1. Game 2, which will follow 30 minutes after that game, will be Alex Ayala Jr. against Ian Mejia. 11th round draft pick by the Braves will make his first home start tomorrow. That is Game 2 of the doubleheader. Each game will be 7 innings in length. But otherwise, that is all for us here tonight from SRP Park. Once again, the final score, the Charleston River Dogs 5, the Augusta Green Jackets 1. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. My name is Mitchell Spout saying so long and good night from North Augusta. Have a great rest of your Wednesday night, everybody, and we'll be back with you tomorrow night.